You can't tell me it's too expensive. You can only tell me that it's a stupid idea.
Two dumb babies.
I love good NASA slander, man. That's fucking my favorite.
With Willie Simon and Eric Friedman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Two Dumb Babies. I'm Willie Simon.
I'm Eric Friedman.
And we got a very special guest today. Our dear friend, comedian extraordinaire, podcaster, regular at the Comedy Store, and fucking just a fucking great guy, Matt Lockwood, everybody.
What's up, everybody? I haven't podcasted in a long time, I realized.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not
it's
since
a little hiatus.
Yeah, exactly, dude. You and Morgan had that big falling out.
Yeah, huge falling out. We fucking hate each other.
Yeah, you guys can't stand each other now.
I mean, I used to podcast 2 or 3 times a week, and now it's I haven't podcasted since early December.
I think that's where you went wrong. You got to do it once a week like we do, or once every 2 weeks.
Out? Yeah.
We don't, like, never, there's no burnout.
Yeah. You guys also have a producer, which we didn't have. I was just doing all the work. So
that rules. Well,
same. I understand.
Full-time job.
I burnt out. We did stop for a few months because of
we stopped for a long time.
Yeah, like 6.
Yeah, we were like, this fucking blows.
Yeah, there was like
it's
7
a ton of
months
work
where we
and
did
no one
like
cares.
No one cares. You don't make any money.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
This is my dream.
You have to keep it fun for sure.
And just like Tim Dillon's making $100,000 a month. I'm not coming close to that.
Now we're competing with like Sixth Men in the NBA and fucking like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, all right.
Amateur porn stars. Yeah, exactly. Fucking
Trader Joe's has a podcast.
Yeah, totally, dude.
All right.
I bet there's like a shipping company and it's like, hey.
The one that hit the bridge.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're doing. They're podcasting. They got distracted.
That shit. So
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, this week on Boat Guys. Wait, what's that? Oh, oh no.
That would become the most downloaded podcast world.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just a couple POCs that did it. Did you hear that?
Really?
I didn't.
It's diversity hires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? That's why they crashed.
Yeah.
They didn't. Nothing to do with a boat or anything.
Yeah. That's why every time I see those all female pilot things, you know, I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. Get me off this plane.
Those should be cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Dude.
Spirit Airlines.
It should be Spirit.
Yeah. They're like hesitating flying. They're like, just fucking go. You got to speed up here.
Yeah. I just don't want that to be the thing that they tell me about the pilot. I want them to be like, this is a very good decorated pilot, you know.
Yeah, super decorated.
You don't
She's
want
got
them
tits.
To be like, hey, it's a woman.
Or just wait till we land safely and then be like, by the way, that was a woman. You're like, wow, great job. Because I've had that before on a plane where they're like, by the way, that was this pilot's first ever time landing a commercial airline.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, well, thank you for waiting.
Yeah, exactly. That is nice that they told you after.
Which,
yeah,
you know,
it
was a man, so I still had a little bit of trust.
But. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to see like, that was my first takeoff. And you're like, oh no. Do you only have landings?
You see the two pilots high five. They're like, oh God.
There's no more clapping when the plane lands. That used to be a thing and it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, because I think people like got made fun of a lot for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fuck it.
It's like clapping at movies. They stop clapping at movies too.
You should clap at movies.
I remember fucking.
Especially in LA, you don't know who's in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, yeah, you might be making someone feel good who actually had a part.
Joaquin Phoenix in a hood.
Like, I clap in the middle of movies.
They loved it.
After every scene I like, I'm like, there it is. Cheering.
Every time there's frontal nudity. Yeah.
Here we go.
Now it's a movie.
Have you guys been to those tiki theaters?
No.
Nice. Tiki?
Or the porn ones, whatever. The Fred Willard ones.
No. I thought you were like, just movies in Hawaii, you piece of shit.
It's Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
No, I didn't know the tiki ones were porn ones.
But you get arrested if you jack off in there.
Well, then what's the point?
I don't know. I don't know why I said tiki. I don't know if that's a porn thing, but I think the tiki theater here is
is a porn thing.
Yeah.
You can't jack off in them. You're just memorizing it for later.
That's
what Paul Rubens got in trouble for.
Just blinking.
Yeah, fucking
Paul Rubens.
Yeah. What's the Pee-wee? I almost said Free Willy. and Fred Willard both got arrested for jacking off at a tiki theater.
No way.
Yeah.
Fred Willard, man, what a legend.
Yeah.
That rules.
Yeah.
He probably had a big old house that he could have jacked off.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, you got to have just a room for that at your house.
But also, imagine going there and not jacking off.
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting in this big, like, it's the best way to watch porn,
you're
probably
like,
besides VR
I'm just
now.
Seeing how hard I can get.
Yeah.
I'm just here to see how much it hurts.
No, apparently it's a lot of homeless people buy tickets and then go and sleep.
Oh, okay.
And not jerk
off?
It's
like
an Alamo draft house, like, bringing you steaks. Yeah. Fucking jacking off and sleeping.
A little, like, heroin syringe.
Yeah. You're like, the seats are actually really comfortable, because I'm on heroin.
Sleeping to the sound of porn is so weird.
Yeah, right?
The dreams would be great.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they do it. What happens if I fall asleep and have a wet dream? Does that count? Is that...
Yeah, yeah.
Am I going to get in
That's
trouble?
Still jacking off. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah. Well, also, you should be able to jack off under the pants still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that illegal to do in public?
I think
so. Probably. It sounds illegal.
Only if you get caught.
Like just walking down the street.
Yeah. Yeah, but if no one can see anything.
Yeah.
How is that illegal?
What if you go to the bathroom? Is that fine?
Yeah. Actually, no, that's a real thing. Shitting and pissing your pants in public is perfectly legal.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can't jack off though.
No.
Can you jack off in the bathroom?
I think coming it's not illegal either.
Yeah,
okay. So you can shake your dick
against your pants.
But really how do you know I'm not just fucking like, you know,
yeah, yeah.
Not jacking off and just pretending to jack off.
I'm working out the piss.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the piss moving.
There's a blockade in there.
Yeah. My dick's cold.
You gotta warm it up.
Wait, you want me to pee on my balls?
What the hell?
Thanks.
Why'd you want that for me?
What kind of fucking communist bullshit is this, dude?
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
How do you have to think about that?
Well, because I had to go to jail once. I had to go to jail because I got caught with weed, but like I knew the cop. And so he like didn't arrest me, but I had to go to the police station later and they were like, you got to pay this fine or we can like just have you sit in jail for a little while.
Oh yeah. This was the drinking in public.
Yeah. No. This was smoking weed in high school.
Oh, okay.
And then, my dad was like, he was like, it's going to be like $600 or you have to sit in jail. And he's like, I'll see you in like fucking 3 hours.
So you didn't get put in cuffs or anything?
No. But I got my mugshot taken and stuff.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I kept smiling. I couldn't, because I was like all nervous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like,
I would smile for mine.
Yeah.
I was like, trying not to. I was like,
there's like pages of like hot mugshots.
Yeah.
I want to make one of those.
Yeah. I want to be one of those mugshotties.
I want to get a face tattoo first because I think it helps. But
yeah, totally.
Yeah, mugshotties.
They're like, we're taking a mugshot. You're like drawing one on real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me 2 minutes.
Wait, I'm not ready. Tears.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been arrested.
Swastika's backwards. You're like, I was using the mirror. I'm sorry.
No, I've never been arrested. I've never been in trouble for anything.
Yeah?
I like went to the principal's office once. But
damn, yeah. Dude.
I'm too charming, man. I get out of it.
Yeah? Yeah, I can see you talking your way out of like a fucking, like a hitting someone with your car or something like that. Like,
yeah. Never me.
They're like, they're jaywalking.
I thought they were jacking off. That's illegal.
Yeah. I was stopping a crime.
Yeah.
I will say that like the people, you ever get the people that jaywalk slow and confident?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
You would lose this battle. Yeah. We should be able to have that fight.
Yeah.
Like, if you're being cocky in the road.
I'm allowed to hit you.
Yeah. If you have a dash cam that can prove it.
Yeah, right.
Like, look how slow he was walking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's, like, strutting with, like a loose guitar.
That's just a homeless guy, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. I don't want to hit a homeless guy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, always, the well-off.
I never see that.
I really?
Like it's always homeless people walking by.
Sure.
Like, crossing the road. And I'm like, you know. Let them have this.
Yeah.
I'm like, enjoy.
No, I feel that way about homeless
enjoy
people.
Enjoy your stroll.
Yeah.
You know? Fucking.
I'm not like Bruce who calls the cops on him.
It's so funny that he does.
And then justifies it.
They're ruining the city.
I didn't even know you could do that. The cops were like, yeah, we know. You're like, hey, there's homeless people out here. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, a guy like threw a rock at Bruce's car, and so he stopped and called the cops.
Whoa.
He's like, that could have hurt somebody. I was like, but it didn't.
Yeah. But he's doing that all night. He's going to hurt someone eventually. Just let him fucking go.
Yeah.
And they have to spend the next couple hours filling out a police report or something.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the cops are obviously pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy was wearing, like, shoulder pads.
This guy's ready for a taser, dude. Like, he's fucking prepping all night.
Yeah.
There was, like, a homeless lady in a car that pulled up in front of the store the other night. That was weird to see.
Like, what?
Well, she's not homeless then.
But all of her stuff was in there, and then she smoked crack in her car in front of the store, yelled at everyone.
Is that the lady that got kicked out later?
No, she didn't come. We didn't let this lady.
Yeah.
I feel like they saw her smoking crack outside.
Yeah,
one thing you can't do, no matter how much crack you have before coming into a club, is too much crack.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can be a little drunk coming in. You can't be a little cracked out.
I started lighting up. I was like, oh, maybe she's smoking weed or something. And they're like, no, that's a crack pipe. And then started yelling at everyone about everything, and then did try to come in.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like, no, you can't.
Not a good comedy drug, crack.
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah,
we've, like, carried people out to that, like, passed out on Xannies. It's like, that's not a good comedy drug.
Yeah, seriously.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's not a fucking, like, a like an EDM concert, dude. Yeah. Fucking, not just, like, vibing to Don Barris.
Sunk in the most uncomfortable seat you've ever sat in. With the most annoying waitresses pestering you to buy two drinks.
Like, you need to order more drinks. Like, I can't have a drink.
So, who are the margarita? Just, like, trying to Xanny sleep. Like, fuck.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
Do not mix well.
Did you guys see that
the
kid?
The servers are just like charging you $25 on top of whatever.
Yeah, adding two. Yeah. Like, he was asleep, I don't remember.
Like $500, all right.
I guess, I was past that.
I don't know.
Did you see that kid that they that like his mom found a head in his closet?
No,
you see
what?
This? It's like it's like all over the internet right now. It's
oh
like
my
some,
God.
Some like 19-year-old little Redditor kid like killed a homeless man, and his mom found the head in his closet.
Jesus, I think I might have actually heard about that.
It has like 5 million views on YouTube.
Yeah, where it's like fucking.
It's a 2-hour
movie. The guy just
wanted
to know what it was like to murder or something
like
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just couldn't.
And then kept the head.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kept the head in the hands.
Yeah.
And then they brought him in. Like, they have, it's all the body cam footage of them arresting him and, like, hit the interrogation room and shit. It's wild. He's, like, smiling. He's, like, proud of it.
Yeah.
Admitting to everything, telling the whole story.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. Let him out. Let him go.
Yeah. He's not going to learn his lesson, that's for sure.
Yeah. So. Free my boy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's insane, man.
Where was that?
The bad thing was he killed a homeless man that had, like, friends.
Yeah.
That's how he got caught.
Oh, like the cool, he killed the cool homeless guy.
It was like a guy with like a job and they were like, there was like multiple people that were like, he comes in every day. I see him every day and he hasn't been here in a couple days.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
There's so many ones that no one would have cared about. Why'd you?
Yeah, I wonder, I don't know where it was. I forgot to look where it was. But
yeah.
Crazy.
That's insane, dude.
I watched
just
it before
bed killing,
last
like,
night.
Squirrels, dude, if you're going to fucking...
For real.
You got to do something like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't think any of the kids that kill squirrels stick to killing squirrels.
I bet I knew some kids who never graduated to people.
Maybe not people, but larger animals, probably, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sort of... As all of those... all of the documentaries on serial killers and all that stuff, that's where they all start.
Yeah. I'm like, I used to have nightmares about, like, I'd kill a guy accidentally, and I'd, like, bury him, and I'm like, I'm gonna get caught. You ever have those?
You ever have a nightmare about that?
I fucking, I'd have, like, I'd wake up, like, sweaty, like, oh my God, I fucking.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
I'm going to jail. Like, I'm fucking, like, horrified, dude. That's, like, my worst nightmare is killing somebody. That's what a good guy I am.
My
worst nightmare is killing you.
Mine's similar. Mine is, like, coming to and realizing that I did something really bad and be like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like, where did I go?
Yeah, exactly.
And then going to jail for a long time.
Yeah, right. And you're like, it was just one. I was just hanging out and I blacked out. Now I'm in jail for 25 years. You know?
Yeah. It's not my fault.
Exactly. He was being mean. He was being a dick.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think. He must have been. Yeah.
Have you ever blacked out and gone into a blind rage and, like, fought anyone or anything? Is that...
No. I've never really blacked out, to be honest.
I did in college once. Yeah. I blacked out from drinking, and then I woke up, and everyone was, like, acting weird. And I was like, what happened? They're like, you fucking threw that kid into the closet door. It was all broken.
Oh,
it was, like, some little annoying kid that nobody likes. It wasn't even, like, a fair fight.
Yeah.
And, yeah, everyone was, like, mad at me for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you have to pay to fix our door. I was like, I don't think I did that.
Technically, the other kid broke the door.
Yeah, and he fell into it.
Yeah. That kid remembers.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's his fault.
You can match his shoulder to the dent in the door. You can clearly see.
It's like that game where you have to fit through the wall when it comes at you. You remember that? The fox or whatever?
You have to jump.
That game was funny. Do you know what I'm talking about? The wall would come at you with like a hole in it and you had to fit through it, but they'd have fat people on sometimes.
That's funny.
It's like, that's not gonna work.
Like, that's not fair. There's no way they can fit through.
So funny.
That's like do you ever watch those Japanese game shows like that?
I think this came from being a Japanese
game.
Seems
like,
it.
Yeah. It's just like fat people are always the punchline.
Yeah. Well, if you're fat and in Japan, that's crazy.
Yeah, for real.
They don't have a lot of them, so it's like they laugh at everybody.
Yeah. How do you get fat eating fish?
Sitting on the floor, you know how hard that is?
It's like a really healthy place.
The sumo wrestlers are very you know, high up in their society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, we don't even know how you did this. This is amazing.
Yeah,
you're a
crazy
miracle worker.
You go and train in America, and then you come back.
Yeah.
Come back to Japan a champion.
How do they get that big?
I don't know.
It's on purpose, right? Like, yeah, from kids.
Like, yeah, lots.
It's like when they bind Chinese people's feet, yeah, the gymnastics feet or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. They're stuffing a little Japanese boys with freaking rice all day.
Yeah, it's just like huge. Rice and yeah, yeah.
Rice and soy sauce.
Yeah. Eat more mochi.
Damn, I'd be a good sumo wrestler.
You should train for it, dude. Start a fucking, you know how we had a like Comedy Store basketball leagues back then? We should do a Comedy Store sumo league.
That'd be fun.
You can sumo wrestle, I don't know, maybe who's Butch Escobar over at the Improv or something like that.
Yeah, I could take it. Oh, yeah. We should do Improv versus Comedy Store.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Fucking.
It's just mostly just hugging. I feel like I'm good at that.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like hugging and letting people.
Yeah, slap hugging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like letting
slap
them fall.
And push and, yeah, and then moving.
Yeah.
And I would just need a little one of those towels, so that'd be good. Yeah, this game.
Hell yeah. Yeah, this rules.
Yeah, or look.
Brain wall.
Oh, the two people one is hard.
Yeah.
Look for the American one where there's that fat black woman who tried to do it and won. Beat the wall.
She won? She did it?
No, she, oh. I mean, the wall collapsed.
Yeah, that, she's funny.
That right there.
Yeah. That's the fucking...
Like, that's so mean.
That is really
that's a pose most skinny people can't do.
Yeah, that's an insane one.
That's so funny. Just the fattest woman you've ever seen.
Just a bullying game
show.
She's
like, ah!
Game shows are the only thing allowed to, like, bully anymore on television,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, kinda.
You can make people feel stupid. You can...
Yeah.
I mean, you can watch Wipeout and just laugh at those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, it's like, so good.
People, like, break their necks. You're like, what a loser.
I thought he was going to win money, and now he's in a now wheelchair. He's
oh, hell yeah. Will they go through the wall? Let's go.
All right, good show. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, bring this shit back.
This feels like a...
She's
like a
going in the water for sure. What's that shit made out of? Oh, she's the only one that made it. Well, yeah, if it's styrofoam, you can win.
And they still have to wear helmets?
Oh, well, yeah. You never know. What if it's not styrofoam? There's always one wall that's made of, like, sheet metal. Yeah, yeah. Fucking be ready.
That's the game.
Yeah. Yeah, you can try to blast through it, but we're going to make you pay. Man, I wanted to see the fat
Hole
lady
fall
down.
Hole in the Wall USA used to be a much different thing out there.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they call those porn theaters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do people still do glory holes?
I don't know.
I feel like it's still.
I think like
it's gotta be a thing, right?
It's gotta be a thing, and I wish I could. Wish like Rocha were here.
Yeah, he would. I mean,
we need an expert.
We'd be like an expert in like the
because it's
like
all
gay
guys.
Community.
Yeah.
Because maybe I don't know. There's definitely no like glory holes at like regular straight bars. You know.
Yeah.
You all kind of gotta be. You gotta be in on the thing. Actually, yeah. No, we saw a glory hole once when we were scouting out the Alley Cat.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to this porn theater down in, like, fucking, in, like, Compton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, not a great place.
I can picture it.
But they had
glory hole,
on,
not the worst thing there.
Yeah. They had a full-on, like, glory hole in the back. We, like, were scouting. Like, we were, like, looking at this, like, as a location for, like, a movie. And there's, like, everyone there is, like, we're getting shown around. Everybody there is, like, kind of, like, looking at us, like,
yeah.
No, I'm here for another thing. Yeah. They're like,
you have to wear like a visitor's badge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, see, look.
It's like press. It's like press helmet, like in Vietnam.
And it was like,
don't shoot.
It was like 10 in the morning or 9 or 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
These were people who waited for the place to open and then were like,
and you know what?
Damn,
it was
there.
Pretty full. 10 in the morning. There was like 11, 12 guys in there. Fucking.
Is it assigned seating?
No. It's pretty, you know, it's whatever you want.
Yeah.
Crisscross applesauce, dude, where you want to go.
Yeah.
I would go to one of those and sit right next to somebody.
Yeah. Dude, I bet they'd love you for it.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. They're like, we can't jerk ourselves off, but we can jerk each other off. It's a weird loophole.
Yeah. That's totally fine.
Yeah, who would get arrested if you jerk somebody else off? Probably both, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I mean.
Having
I don't know,
sex
they,
in public's illegal.
Did they want to be jerked off? That's the main thing. You know?
No, that doesn't matter.
I don't even know if that's the main thing.
If you jerk someone else off against their will, are they still going to jail for
if you
coming?
Jerk someone off against their will inside of their pants.
Yeah. Then they go to jail because you can't do that. You can't come in your pants. That's fucked up, dude. That's gross.
The law is so weird. Yeah. Very sticky situation.
But no, dude, the guy who ran that sex club or the fucking, not sex, the porn shop, he's walking around in fucking flip-flops.
Yeah.
Fucking,
damn.
It's been there a long time.
This place just reeks of cum. Damn. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
He just like, let me show you around. It's like a, you ever walk in like a movie theater where like the popcorn lands around?
Yeah.
It was like that, but like 10 times worse. Yeah.
You've played The Floor is Lava. Have you ever played The Floor is Covered in Cum?
Yeah, sandals is a wild choice.
Yeah,
I love how glory holes, it's always just, it's just a hole that's been cut out and then there's some duct tape to like, you know, make so you don't get splinters.
Yeah, you don't want splinters.
Yeah. That's the best part about the glory hole is the tape. That's how you know if you see a taped up glory hole, the guy who made it used it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
This wasn't just for show.
He's like, guys, you forgot the tape.
Amateurs here.
Are glory holes like a money exchange or is it just like a pure sex thing? Like you have to stick like a $10 bill through the hole when you're done?
Maybe. I bet that's part of it.
I mean, it's nice of you, even if it's not required.
Yeah, a little tip. Yeah.
You put your dick in, and then you wrap it in a $10 bill. Like, come on.
I always stick my eye to see who it is.
Yeah.
If it's a woman, like, I'll give her $7.
I'm like, who's in there?
Oh, no, the hole works both ways.
Hey, who's on the other side?
Oh!
Fuck.
I'm on the wrong side of the hole.
But I made $10 for a good day.
You made your $10 back.
Yeah.
It's a wash.
Hey, send that $10. I got to stop. I forgot the I can yell over the top.
That'd be fun, like a 69 glory hole.
Yeah, yeah.
One up here and one under.
You got to like stand on your hands.
Yeah, one person. It's got one of those bars up top. You can wrap your legs.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. That is a pretty... I wonder what the like first glory hole... Like, what is the thinking there? Where you're like, fuck it. I want to fuck a man through this wall.
I think it was probably two repressed gay dudes.
Yeah.
Who were like, hey, man, if I don't know it's a guy, then it's not gay and we're not going to get in trouble for our religion or something.
Yeah,
the goal of it is to not know who's sucking your dick.
Okay.
It's anonymous sex, so you can pretend it's a woman.
But you know.
Yeah, deep down, sure. But we lie to ourselves every day.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't.
All right. Yeah, okay.
It's like lying to yourself about like, nah, dude, I'm doing good financially. There's a woman on the other side of this wall. I'm not torpedoing my life with my choices.
I think that's how it started, and then it just became anonymous sex stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. It's for like truckers and shit who are fucking all repressed. And
yeah.
Yeah. Can't find a woman.
That's got to be, if you're in like fucking North Dakota.
Yeah.
Just at some truck stop.
If you're a gay guy in North Dakota, you want to suck some dick.
Yeah,
it's probably
real.
Hard to find some dick to suck. So it's
yeah.
Like, that's why they work. It goes both ways.
You just kind of kneel by the glory hole for a few hours?
I think you sit on the toilet. You probably play on your phone, Candy Crush or something, and you wait.
Okay, yeah.
But I think there's like appointments set up. Okay. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what all the writing on the bathroom walls is.
I'm just guessing on all of this. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. You do a little editing in a podcast and you wait for it.
Yeah, I usually write a little stand up. Watch a documentary about a kid with a head in his closet.
Get warmed up, you know? Yeah.
It's a long drive to San Diego afterwards. So I got to get away.
I mean, I have done the sucking side of a glory hole, but it's just because I didn't want to know I was sucking a man's dick.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be anyone on the other side.
This could be a beautiful woman.
This is modern times, okay? It could be...
This is Emily from high school.
Man, your tits are weird.
This is milk, right? This is milk.
Yeah, exactly. I'm lactating.
Tastes like milk.
Keep grabbing my.
They should do glory holes for titties.
Yeah. Just titty hole. Yeah. Just fucking.
I bet they have them in women's bathrooms. I've never been in a women's bathroom.
Yeah. You can go check it out. Just like knocking the door of the store and be like, hey, you got a titty hole in there? You guys got a titty hole in there? What's going on? I'm like, what?
All right, I think I made it up.
Glory holes for tits, it's just fucking just porn. Can't even show it.
It's all porn.
You got like parental locks on your your Google? What's up, Mark?
All right. I almost don't want it. This
is turning into a tiki theory.
How explicit.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tit hole.
It's perfect.
All right.
I think this is just girls using glory holes. That's
yeah. Well,
but the nice thing for women, if they feel gay, they can just be gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just do it. They just try
it
out.
Yeah, it's cute and fun.
We're like, I have to go to a fucking dark bathroom and see if I like get my dick sucked.
And cry after I decide I didn't want it.
To go to college in Berkeley or something.
Exactly.
They can get into college.
They can sleep over with their best friend and make out with their best friend, and it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Girls have it so easy, bro.
I know, dude. Every time I make out with a guy, I feel guilty and sad. And
yeah, I'm like, I'm going to hell.
Yeah, I got to shower. I can't stop doing it, though.
Mouthwash. Yeah, it is worth it.
Yeah.
I shower like 6 times a day.
Yeah, you're always so clean.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but Matt smells great.
He's shiny.
He's like, I don't know who I am.
No, cold showers, they're good for you.
Yeah.
Fuck cold showers.
Yeah, I can't do... Every time I hear they're good for you, I try it for a second, and I'm like, I hate this.
There's no way it's good for you. It makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
Afterward, you're like, I do feel more awake, like the same way, like, I don't know, I imagine getting, like, hunted. Makes you feel awake.
Yeah. Like, no, it's good for you. It raises your heart rate. Like, all right.
Jesus.
Can I just go for a run?
Yeah, dude, what happened to fucking... Walking.
The shower's like the one place I feel most comfortable. I don't want to take that away from myself, you know?
Yeah. Would you do those ice plunges?
No.
No?
I've been in a cold pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, this would be nice if it was warm.
Yeah.
The cold pool, it is fun sometimes when there's the hot jacuzzi, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's what I do. I do the hot plunges.
Yeah.
It's where I sit in a jacuzzi. Really gets my blood moving.
Yeah, I love hot tubs. Yeah. This anticipation is killing me. I don't think we're going to...
No, we already saw it.
No, I think Mark stopped.
Yeah. He took it off.
I think he's wondering if he needs to put his filters back on. So that this doesn't show up again.
Nope, too late.
So funny, glory holes for tits.
Mark has malware now. He took the blur off and
this episode isn't going to make it.
Someone in Kazakhstan has his entire fucking library.
I run Petty Cash Studios now. I would have done that with an accent, but I don't know how to do accents.
Yeah.
Especially in Kazakhstan.
I run Petty Cash Studio now.
Yeah, that's good.
Just general accent.
Come see Kiki Anderson in the Blue Room.
Blue Room means something different.
Blue Room
means
good. Mike Glazer, new joke show. Here at Petty Cash Studio.
Bums away. I like this show.
Yeah, Blue Waffle Room. That's good. That's Mark. That was Mark's joke.
Good job, Mark.
He like runs it better. The studio gets huge.
Yeah, crazy successful.
It all started when man took blur off photo.
There was a...
Yeah, no, it was Kazakhstani or whatever the fuck
he was born in Russia. He moved to Kazakhstan.
Yeah, exactly.
Texas put in a new law recently where you have to like put your ID in or something on porn sites. They have to like verify your age through all of that so you can go on them. And Pornhub pulled out of Texas.
Yeah.
Pornhub's like, oh, we're just not going to be in Texas. And then the search for VPNs went up 1,000% in Texas.
Damn.
Yeah. Banned all IP addresses.
From Texas.
From Texas, yeah.
Damn.
That's wild. Pornhub is
let him succeed, bro. Let him get out of here. Yeah, right? Fuck Texas.
That's so funny. Too bad you can't use a VPN for abortions, you know what I mean? God, that'd be nice.
Soon.
Yeah. I think,
It'll be soon. Look at the AI robot things or something.
You just tell the doctors, like, no, we're in Illinois. Get in there. You're in the army. It's a live VPN.
It's really a state of mind I'm in. You're not physically in the state, but...
Yeah.
That will happen when fucking it becomes AI doctors and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
VPNs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can just fucking...
Just get your computer to work on you.
Yeah, the big fucking robot arms operating on you.
Hell yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That'll be nice. I don't know. I feel like part of the reason why surgery works is because doctors are like, don't cut that part. Like, fucking, I'm sure there's like a little bit of like... You know,
if you're just fucking relaxed and you're in your lazy boy at home. You're like watching Netflix half of it.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I mean, that's how I work from home. I'm sure that's how they'll do it too.
You got your chef robot mixed up with your doctor robot.
Yeah. You got a whisk. You got a stomach.
It's on dice mode.
Wait, this one's cooking mama and this one's surgery? Which one am I on?
I couldn't afford the surgeon one, so. My cooking one really does everything.
Yeah, that should be fun when we're all just locked in at home, living together on the internet.
Yeah.
Nobody moves from their chair.
Yeah. Just fucking screen on my eyes.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Like in Ready Player One.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just fucking blasting off
the moving floor. Disney started making it. They made a floor that just like no matter which way you walk, it pulls you back to the center of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. It's great.
People's houses. I
know. And then you'll log off and the air won't be breathable and you're fucking.
Yeah.
You're like, back in. Yeah.
Go right back in, bro.
Jesus Christ.
That's what's happening. It's crazy.
Yeah. There's dogs outside eating children. And you get back from the mines. You're like, get me back in.
Yeah, to keep everyone in. They let all the inmates out. Just run the streets.
Put us in the jail cells. We'll be safe in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fucking being Master Chief all day. Stuck in Alcatraz. That's awesome. I'm fucking grenade jumping out of here, dude. This is. Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah. Anything to plug? Anything you want to let everyone know?
No.
Perfect.
Any dates coming up?
No.
Why would you press further?
No, I'm,
I was like, you must have something.
Culture Court.
Tonight I'll be in San Diego. This comes out today.
No,
this is live.
This is live.
This comes out in 3 months.
Six people. Six people are watching this live.
Culture Court on April 3rd.
Do you have any dates past July? That's when this is coming out.
I might have a date in June, actually.
Hell yeah.
This will be out before April 3rd. So that, Culture Court is an awesome show. If you're in Los Angeles, go see Culture Court at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, it's fucking it is.
Seriously,
it's hilarious.
One of my favorite shows to watch.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, you'll be the first person to ever buy a ticket to it. and you'll enjoy it in a year and 3 months that we've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, him and Keith Johnson. It's a great show. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. We love you. We got Patreon stuff. We're going to take some fucking... I don't want to tell them what we're going to do with the Patreon, actually. It almost seems cheap.
You don't have to.
Never mind. The Patreon's going to be really good. And it's going to be worth your money. And it's definitely not going to be old episodes that we put behind a paywall.
Smart.
It might be that.
We'll figure something else out, too.
But we love you. Thank you guys for coming or listening. Thank you for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Later, guys.
Bye.